Apple Podcasts, and we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with dangerous weather sweeping the southern part of the country. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've had wind coming all the way across the south, and now we have a tornado watch in effect until 7 a.m. Central Time, and that includes Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, Missouri, and Louisiana.
Heavy rains have flooded out roads in Mobile. Violent winds have left widespread destruction in parts of Texas. In the Northeast, they'll be dealing with as much as 5 inches of rain and possible flooding in portions of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Hundreds of flights canceled again today, with Boeing 737 MAX 9 still grounded after a chunk of fuselage ripped off an Alaska Airlines flight Friday night, landing in someone's backyard near Portland, Oregon. Investigators now say they're not sure if the door plug was ever actually bolted on. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We need to first and foremost figure out what happened here on this aircraft. If we have a bigger system-wide or fleet issue, we will issue an urgent safety recommendation to push for change.
Former President Trump is expected to be in court in Washington, D.C. today when a federal appeals court hears arguments over whether he's immune from prosecution for alleged election interference. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This was the same case the Supreme Court declined to hear last month. Jack Smith tried to leapfrog over today's hearing and go straight to the Supreme Court, making them decide whether a president is immune from criminal prosecution after he or she leaves office.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wakes up at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland this morning as the Pentagon begins a formal review into why his hospitalization was kept quiet. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
The Pentagon and the White House are looking into why the president wasn't notified for days of Lloyd Austin's hospitalization. Austin is out of ICU and said to be recovering well, but he is still hospitalized, and it isn't clear when he will be released. He's recovering from complications from an elective surgery. The Pentagon says he continues receiving briefings and is making calls to senior leaders, including National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who was also unaware of his hospitalization for days.
Party's underway in Ann Arbor.
We are the greatest university on the planet Earth. All we do is know how to overcome adversity.
Michigan beat Washington 34-13 last night, becoming college football's new national champions for the first time since 1997. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
A Packer player sent to the hospital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs had to be sent to a nearby hospital after taking a hit against the Bears Sunday night that left him coughing up blood on the sidelines. Matt LaFleur with an update on Doubs, listed with a chest injury.
This morning, it seems to be he's doing better, but he'll be day-to-day, I would say.
Did you go to the hospital to get checked out?
Yes, he did.
Is he out now? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Packers play the Cowboys Sunday in Dallas. College football. The Michigan Wolverines are national champions. They beat Washington last night 34-13. It's the first national title for Michigan since 1997 when one of their players, Charles Woodson, won the Heisman Trophy. NBA. The Bucks with another loss at home, 132-116. The Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on how the Jazz kept finding open shots.
You know, they were just shooting behind our switches, you know, and that's something we stress, you know, being physical, pushing up, switch under. You know, we dug ourselves in a hole, but we kept fighting.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect here through today and into tonight. It's going to have some heavy snow. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation plus wind gusts to 25 to 30 today, up to 35 tonight. That will create blowing snow that reduces visibility. Everything will gradually improve late tonight into tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Travel a lot. I'm constantly going through security, always behind that person that's never left their house before. They always want to ask me questions like, can I bring soup on the plane? It's homemade soup. I'm like, you should ask them. For an ID, can I use a fishing license? You should. Should I take off my shoes and my pants? Yes, you should. Airport security is annoying. It's nothing compared to international travel, like going through customs and immigration. That's so intense. They're dressed like SWAT team members. I always get so nervous. I'm like, do I have heroin on me? I don't even know what heroin looks like, but I might have accidentally packed some. There's that mini interview with the customs agent. What do you plan to do in the country? Murder people. You got me. I wasn't ready for your trick questions.
Featured in the movie Slapshot with Paul Newman. Remember that movie? It was about hockey, a minor league hockey team. Very good movie, Slapshot. So they featured it in the movie, and you heard it just like you're hearing it now throughout the whole movie. They kept playing it. Now, when video cassettes were around, the VHS cassette did not have this song on it. They had an instrumental version of this song, kind of a sound-alike version, but it wasn't this song. Then when the movie was released on DVD, the song was back in again. The reason they didn't have the rights to the song when the VHS cassette came out, and they had to put a sound-alike song in there, an instrumental. And then when the DVD came out, they got the rights, and they put it out. A little bit of history of the song you probably had no want to know about this morning. What I told you anyway. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here, 609 at WRJN. If you're waking up in Racine this morning, the city of Racine, you're waking up to just wet sidewalks. That's it. No snow whatsoever last night in the, you know, the proper city of Racine. I drove around the lakefront. I drove into, you know, Highway 20 area there in Racine by Lathrop Avenue, by Ohio. No snow at all, just wet. That's it. And the most we're looking for today is less than a half inch of snow. Now, we just had a weather report that said 8 inches, so I don't know where that came from. But the report I got less than a half an inch expected at best today. And it probably won't snow with temperatures of 37 degrees. It's probably not going to snow. Now, tonight, the lows go around 30, so you might get a little bit. But it says less than a half an inch, so I'm just telling you what the National Weather Service told me this morning. And tomorrow, just cloudy with a high near 34 degrees. Right now, it's 36 and drizzling. That's it. And we have, I have no information on any snow closings in the city of Racine. I don't have any. I'm not saying they're open or closed. I'm just saying I don't have any at this point. They didn't notify us. Nothing. Anyway, good morning. Thank you for joining us here at WRJN Radio Civic Media, a hometown radio refreshed for you. And we have tonight the Greg Gard Show. Greg Gard is the coach of the Wisconsin men's Badger basketball team. He'll be here tonight, excuse me, on the air at 6 p.m. on WRJN Radio. So look forward to that tonight. And people have been asking, are we going to have the Packers-Cowboys game on the air? Yes, we will. Now, we're preempting the Bucks game to get the Packers and the Badgers on Sunday. And we'll have that starting at 1 p.m. So, yes, the Packers and the Cowboys will play on WRJN 1 p.m. this Sunday. And a few people asked me yesterday, called up and said, are you going to run the Badger game? The Packer game. Yes, we're going to have the Packer game. We're having all the Packer games this season. I was talking to Mike Clemens last night. Just had a nice little conversation with him on the phone. Three more games to get to the Super Bowl. They need three wins, and they're in the Super Bowl. That's how it comes down. I get very confused around playoff time, especially when there's wild cards in there. I lose count real quickly. And I could, so I said to Mike, okay, give me the number of games. We got to get to this point, this point, this point. So three more games. If the Packers win their next three games, they're in the Super Bowl. Now, that's a big if. That's a lot of games to win. And you're not playing bad teams either. You're playing good teams. So we'll see what happens. They had a great game the other day, so we'll see what happens this coming Sunday when they take on the Cowboys. It's not going to be easy. Cowboys are a good team. Not going to be easy at all. All right. So coming up, Greg Gard tonight and tomorrow, we've got the Badgers men's basketball team taking on Ohio State at 6:30 p.m. And the Bucks will be here on Thursday taking on the Celtics in Boston, 6 p.m. on WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio, refreshed. Coming up, oh, we got a great show this morning. You're going to love this guy. Let me see how to pronounce it. I went over with the pronunciation with him so many times. Gerald Karwowski is going to be here in studio. Actually, he won't be this morning because he was afraid it was going to snow, so he probably won't be in the studio. He'll probably be by phone. He is from the Oak Clearing Farm in Union Grove. You got to hear what they have here. This is like a living history of Racine County in this farm. As a matter of fact, American Pickers, the TV show, was at his farm doing a pick. So we'll talk to him. We'll find out about American Pickers, what that was like. And I did talk to him. I was out there a couple of years ago, and they were telling us how the show works. It's kind of interesting. And plus, he'll tell us about all the things going on at Oak Clearing Farm in Union Grove. If you haven't been there, you got to go. I'm going to go again. There's so much to see when you go there, and you can't really cover all of it in one shot. And they have people giving talks on the what you're looking at there. It's a history, a living history, going back to the 1800s in Racine. So anyway, Gerald's going to be here. And let me try his name one more time. I know I got it right this time. Gerald Karwowski. I was having a pronunciation session with him the other day. And he said, it's three syllables, Karwowski. And I said, okay, I got it now. Oak Clearing Farm, Union Grove. We're going to have a good time with him. That's a 7:06 this morning. He was supposed to be here, but yesterday he said he was worried about the snow, so we're going to be by phone. But that's okay. We can do it by phone. Doesn't matter. Okay, let's imagine what it's going to be like 100 years from now. What do you think the world will look like? Someone looked at predictions people made in 1924. Here were the highlights that they thought the world would look like 100 years, well, 100 years from now. But that was in 1924. This is what they said. No one would have any teeth. A nationally syndicated advice columnist thought America's eating habits could drastically change our looks. Quote, will we have any teeth at all? Will there be any color on our face except paint? Will the men have any height to speak of? Or will it all be girth? Well, they're right about the girth part. That was in 1924. That's what they thought life would look like in 2024. Horses would be extinct. A professor at USC predicted horses would be an endangered species because the invention of automobiles would render them useless. Another 100 years, he said, you may find horses in zoos. I'm sure you will not find them anywhere else. Back in 1924, they predicted in this year, working from home. In a book called Wireless Possibilities, a guy basically predicted the internet, without saying the internet. He said, we'd be doing most things remotely, and it would be great if you hate cities, because you wouldn't have to go into them. He said, what a help to the man who objects to a large city. Why could he not conduct his business from his house in comfort? Well, they were right about that one. Back in 1924, 75 years old would seem young. A British politician predicted life expectancy would be at least 100 years old, and we'd still feel fairly young at 75. Well, he's not wrong. World peace. Movie mogul D.W. Griffith predicted moving pictures would help end all wars because they were a universal language that could help us all understand each other. He said by 2024, movies would have played a huge part in, quote, eliminating from the face of the civilized world all armed conflict. Well, he was wrong there. Then someone predicted constant war everywhere. The president of the American Chemical Society had a different take from D.W. Griffith. He thought futuristic weapons would mean major cities would constantly be under attack. Back in 1924, they predicted 100 years from now, in 2024, women would be in charge and men would be raising the kids. Well, they're not 100% wrong there either. In a letter to the New York Daily News, a guy said, women will occupy all the highest positions and men will do physical labor or stay at home to, quote, wait on the babies or mind the pets. I think we're trending that way. Hey, whoever would have thunk that we had a woman vice president of the United States and Nikki Haley, she's gaining momentum. Who knows? A limit to the number of kids you could have. A Department of Agriculture official predicted 100 years ago we would have enough food. We would not have enough food to go around, so births would have to be limited in some manner by 2024. Well, that never happened. Cities would be totally rebuilt around cars. In the 1920s, when cars really started taking off. In 1924, a Swedish architect wrote, in the city of 100 years from now, I see three-deck roads, speedways through the heart of the town, and skyscrapers, and entrances for automobiles as high as 15 stories. Not totally wrong. Not totally wrong. And finally, everyone would be flying to work. A real estate mogul in New York said the airplane was still in its infancy, but eventually we'd all be using them. Quote, it'll be the everyday occurrence for businessmen to fly from home to office, back, and home again. Well, some people do use airplanes to fly to work. Yeah, that, I know, in Alaska they do that, I know that. And I know in Florida they have, you know, these villages, these, not condominiums, but these, like, gated communities that have air, they have their own airplanes inside the inside the garages. So they're not totally wrong. But anyway, that's what they thought life would look like back in 1924, 100 years from now. Wasn't all wrong. It was pretty close. The weather forecast, rain and snow today, less than a half an inch expected. Highs near 37. Rain and snow, less than a half an inch tonight. Lows around 30. Cloudy with a high near 34 tomorrow. Currently, it's 36 degrees with drizzle. I'm Don Rosen, and you're at WRJN Radio, a Civic Media station, hometown radio refreshed at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM. Gotta get these numbers straight. In Kenosha. I don't have them written down. I gotta do it from my memory. You know how that works, huh?
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Jersey Boys.
Oh, what a night.
I saw that show in Chicago on stage. It was magnificent. Now, the movie was terrible. I don't know what Clint Eastwood was thinking about when he imagined the movie the way he did. It's tough to do that movie because it was meant for the stage. It wasn't meant for the screen, but I did like the stage show, the musical, Jersey Boys. It was so good. And who knew the Four Seasons all spent time in prison? Who knew that? And who knew that Joe Pesci was one of the people that helped put the Four Seasons together in their early years? Who knew that? You learn a lot when you go to a Broadway musical, huh? Hey, speaking about movies, we got the Movie Mom coming up in probably a week or so. Yes, I had contact with her yesterday. The Movie Mom's going to be here. That's Nell Minow. I mentioned her yesterday briefly when I was talking to Michelle Vetterkind from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Nell Minow, her dad was Newton Minow, one of the heads of the Federal Communications Commission, and he's the guy who coined the phrase, TV is a vast wasteland. That was her dad. He just passed away recently. But the Movie Mom, Nell Minow, is going to be here talking about movies. We've had her on before, and she is fantastic. She knows everything. She sees every movie out there. So we're going to talk to her about what's coming up. What she thinks of the Golden Globes, her Oscar predictions, things like that. That's coming up. She's on vacation now. When she gets back, she said she'll do it with us. So that should be good. Nell Minow. Oh, love talking to her.
Oh, my. Got a funny feeling when she walks in.
Hey, if you have snow, if you're listening to me now and you have snow in your area and it's sticking to the ground, give me a call at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. I want to know if there's any snow out there. Here in the city of Racine, where we are, there's nothing. It's just wet ground. It just rained. It's raining now. It's just drizzling outside. And we're hearing stories on our weather forecast, 8 inches. Not here. Not where I'm standing. It's just wet. And I brought a snow shovel in case I had to get into the building. I listened to some of these weather forecasts on TV where it's run for your lives, and turns out it wasn't. Just some water on the ground right now. Could change, but as of now, that's all I have here. Okay, so with plenty of room for improvement, and we all have room for improvement, here's a list of tips from Reader's Digest on how to learn new words and sound smarter. They say, watch movies, especially the adaptations of your favorite book. They also say, listen to the radio. You're welcome. Read to your children or nieces and nephews. When reading on a tablet, if you come across a word you don't know, there's usually a feature where you can highlight it and see a dictionary definition. I will tell you, at our house growing up, my dad used to bring out a very powerful word now and then. And he used to look right at my brother and I and say, you know what that means? And we'd say, yeah. He said, what? And of course, we didn't know. He said, get the dictionary. And we had this hernia edition of the dictionary. It's huge. I mean, you needed like two people to carry it down. It was the biggest dictionary in the world. So we had to look it up and repeat it. And then he'd ask us the next night, what did that word mean? And that's how we learned vocabulary. That's how I learned words like vociferous, loquacious. Because he said, why are you being so loquacious? That means, you know, loud and obnoxious. Vociferous is loud. So he'd use words like that at the dinner table, and my brother and I wouldn't make eye contact with him because he'd make us go upstairs and get the dictionary. But I'm glad he did. I learned a lot of words in life going through that process. Also, if you want to improve yourself, become an expert on a topic you enjoy, you'll learn new words that you can use when talking to people about your interest. Join a book club. It's a good way to discover new books that you normally wouldn't read. And I'm sure if you go to the public library, they have book clubs. Read magazine articles. Don't just look at the pictures. And stop being a hermit. Get out of the house. Go to museums or new places that will expose you to new worlds. And we're going to be talking about one of those museums coming up, Oak Clearing Museum, Farm Museum, and that's in Oak Creek. Not Oak Creek, it's in Union Grove. And that's coming up this morning at 7:06. So there you go. You can improve yourself right then and there. 625 at WRJN Radio. Rain and snow today, less than a half an inch. Highs near 37 degrees. Right now, 36 and drizzling. Coming up, let's see, tonight. What do we have tonight? Tonight is the... the ninth. Okay, the Greg Gard Show is going to be tonight, 6 p.m. He's the coach for Wisconsin Badger team, the men's Badger basketball team. What am I thinking? Today's Monday. I was into work yesterday. Of course, it's not Monday. Got a poll here. 69% of people say they've tried to stay friends with an ex. The most popular reasons were they were friends before they dated romantically. They didn't want to lose their friendship. They wanted to be friends with benefits, and they have kids together, and they have the same friend group. You think it's possible to be friends with an ex-girlfriend? Maybe not. Okay, let's see what else we got here for you. We talked about improving your vocabulary and things like that. You know, the English Language Dictionary. English language has one of the highest word counts in the world. Over 170,000 published in the Oxford Dictionary. That's over 170,000 English words. But the average adult who speaks English only knows about 20,000 of them. I mean, there's 150,000 we don't know. Odd but true. You ready? Walt Disney's brother, Roy Disney, purchased the first ever Disneyland ticket. Cost $1 back in 1955. That's $12 in today's money. You always hear about Lassie saving Timmy when he fell down the well. Never happened in any of the 571 episodes of the TV show Lassie. The only character who ever fell down the well was Lassie. Nicolas Cage offered the role of Shrek, turned it down. He was afraid kids would think of him only as an ogre. George Lucas originally wanted Tom Selleck to be Indiana Jones, and he would have been. He had a contract to be in Magnum P.I., couldn't play the part. And the last NFL game ever to end in a 0-0 tie was the New York Giants against the Detroit Lions. That was back in 1943. Medical news this morning. Swiss scientists say they've got a new antibiotic that works on drug-resistant bacteria. It's the first one of its kind in 50 years. Always good to hear about medical news. My foot fell asleep. I had it sitting at a bad angle for the past half hour. I just moved it. I can't feel it. It just fell asleep on me. You know, a third of the people who work from home have set their status to out of office when they really weren't out of office. All right, here are the top reasons we lie about being away from our computer at home. To take a mental break. To work without being distracted. To run an errand. To do chores around the house. This one's probably more prevalent than it says here. Take a nap. I think probably more people do that than probably admit to it. All right. What do we got coming up for you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk to, I got to get his name here. I'm not sure I pronounce it correctly. I always screw this name. And we had such a rehearsal the other day. Gerard Kowalski. Okay. Gerard's going to be on the phone with us this morning because he was afraid of the weather. and he's from Oak Clearing Farm Museum in Union Grove. You got to go there. That's where the American Pickers TV show was. We'll talk about American Pickers and how they filmed that out there. That's all coming up. Hey, coming up this week, you can win tickets to Dial M for Murder at the Racine Theater Guild. The tickets will be for Friday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. Listening all this week because we'll give away a couple of pair of tickets, all right? It's 629 at WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. Powerful storms are sweeping the country with violent winds and flooding along Texas and Alabama's Gulf Coast, and downpours on the way in the Northeast. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are going to be seeing rain rates of 1 to 2 to 3 inches per hour at times, and when that happens, we are likely to see flash flooding because the ground is already just so saturated.
About that chunk of plane that ripped off on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon Friday, the NTSB's Jennifer Homendy.
We will be able to determine whether the bolts were there. We can determine that based on witness marks in our lab with much greater capability.
Hundreds of Boeing 730 MAX 9s are still grounded. A former president goes to court in Washington hoping for immunity in an election interference case. CBS's Rob Legarry.
Former President Donald Trump said he is expected to attend today's hearing and will be in the courtroom as the appeals court considers his argument.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon Sunday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. Legislative Republicans are proposing a constitutional amendment to limit diversity efforts in Wisconsin. If passed by two consecutive terms of the legislature and approved by voters, local governments and state agencies would be banned from either discriminating against or giving preferential treatment to anyone on the basis of race, sex, ethnicity, or national origin. Last year, Republicans successfully got the universities of Wisconsin to reclassify dozens of DEI positions. Instead of diversity, equity, and inclusion, GOP lawmakers want all hiring decisions to be based on merit, fairness, and equality. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect here through today and into tonight. It's going to have some heavy snow. We're talking 4 to 8 inches of accumulation plus wind gusts to 25 to 30 today, up to 35 tonight. That will create blowing snow that reduces visibility. Everything will gradually improve late tonight into tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
To fix that. I like to love when that happens. That's a good song, too. We'll fix that in just a second for you. You want to feel old? All right. These albums turn 40 years old this year. Van Halen's 1984, Born of the USA by Bruce Springsteen and Tina Turner's Private Dancer, all turn 40 years old. Yeah, your back hurts now a little bit, right? Showbiz news. Ava Longoria says she has a lifetime supply of Flamin' Hot Cheetos after directing the movie Flamin' Hot. Gerard Butler will reprise his character in the animated How to Train Your Dragon. He'll do it for the live-action adaptation. Minx, canceled by Starz after two seasons. American-born Chinese, canceled by Disney Plus after one season. And the NCIS prequel is officially a go now at CBS. Now, Mark Harmon will just narrate because he can't play his younger self. Music news, Michael Bolton had surgery to remove a brain tumor just before the holidays. He said he's okay, and that's great news. And 1989, Taylor's version, is still the number one album in the country. She still continues to break all records, literally and figuratively. Everyone stood up on a date before? Maybe you did the standing up. A woman stood up a while back, and she sued the guy for $10,000 for emotional distress for standing her up on the date. She claims she suffered emotional distress because he didn't show, and it was her mother's birthday, and her mom had just passed away. She also is claiming he committed perjury because he lied about his intentions, or something like that. It doesn't sound like she's going to win the case, though. Could you imagine suing everybody who stands you up on a date? Whoa, courts will be clogged. Murderers are patiently waiting their turn. Okay, a poll of baseball fans found the best place to sit is right behind the dugout when you go to a baseball game. You know what ranks second? Your couch behind home plate is third. I agree. I think the couch is probably one of the best places to enjoy a baseball game. Hey, if you're a big fan of Hidden Valley Ranch, and I am, you can now deck out your home in various branded prints, including Hidden Valley Ranch wallpaper and fabrics. You buy it on their online shop. Really? All right. A thread is going viral on Reddit where people are talking about things that were normal back in the 1990s but are rare and even non-existent today. Here are a few of the highlights, which makes people feel very old. A Discman plugged into a cassette tape with a wire to play music in your car. We used to have one in the car. My wife had it in their station wagon. Being unreachable, with no one thinking that it was unusual or rude. I told you before, we used to go on a two-week vacation in August when I was a kid, my mom, dad, my brother, and I. Unreachable. Unreachable. Because we didn't plan out the hotels before. We'd go to a hotel, we'd find one. Then my father would call the next hotel, depending on where he thought we'd wind up that night. So we were unreachable. Picking someone up from the airport and waiting for them at the gate. I remember taking my grandparents once with my mom and dad to the airport, and we were able to go on the plane and sit them in their seats. And my dad would, you know, give them a hug and a kiss goodbye on their vacation, and we'd all walk off the plane. Could you imagine that? Forget the gate. We actually got on the plane to wish them goodbye. Same thing with ships. They used to have these big parties in the cabins, bon voyage parties. Used to go in the cabin on the ship, have a party, and then the captain come on all ashore, going ashore, and you'd have to leave the ship. I know it seems ridiculous by today's standards, but hey. Card catalogs to find books at the library. We've talked about this with our friends from the Racine Public Library. Non-existent. I think the... I got to ask her if the catalogs are still there without the cards in them. What are they using them for? How about the yellow pages? I think they still have them. But with cell phones and everything and the internet, you know, you really need to look it up anymore. And taking your disposable camera to get developed. How many times did you go to the photomat? Remember that? You used to drop your film off at photomat. They say, it'll be ready in a week. Then they did one day. Remember the one-day service that really was never ready for one day? Then you had to give it to you free or at a discount or some crazy thing like that. Yeah, it was fun stuff. Yeah, used to bring it all in, but... Let's see what else we got here for you this morning. Odd but true, the Oakland A's and Cleveland Indians played two games using orange baseballs in 1973. I think I remember that. It was the A's owner's idea. He thought they'd be easier to see. The players hated them. They were scrapped. Odd but true. A community in Florida is annoyed with a neighbor who does his yard work nude. Several people called the police, but he's on his own property, and he isn't breaking any local laws, so... Isn't that like you can do that? You can just walk around nude on your property? I'm not that I'm going to do it or anything, but just wanted to know if you could do it. Velveeta hyping a new liquid mac and cheese martini. It's called the Veltini. It's actually available at select restaurants. You can also make one at home if you're really into Veltinis. The reason the World Wildlife Federation went with a panda bear as their logo is very interesting. It's a black and white logo. It saves money on printing costs because now you don't need color ink. Just black and white ink. That's genius. Odd but true. There are at least 22 children in the United States whose parents named them ESPN. Imagine naming your kid ESPN. Let's talk about productivity here. The average person wastes an hour of work each day on these nine things. Checking personal emails. Reading news sites. Checking the weather. Logging on to social networks like Facebook or Twitter or X, as they call it now. Online. Does anybody call that X, by the way? I still hear people saying Twitter. Online banking, paying bills, planning vacations, shopping for clothes online, and calling friends. I worked at this radio station once with a guy. He came in the first thing in the morning with all his bills, and he'd pay his bills at his desk. I mean, why are you doing that at the radio station? Wouldn't you want to do that at home in your privacy? Yeah, logging on to social networks. Now, companies can block that stuff if they wanted to, but I don't think they do. Check the weather. I don't see anything wrong with that. Planning vacations. Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that on company time. Shopping for clothes online. Ah, I've been in places where people do that all the time. Checking personal emails. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anything horribly wrong with that, but people do it. It wastes company time. Ruins productivity. A poll asked 1,000 male office workers how often they repeat what they wear to work. 21% of men wear the same shirt at least three times a week. 10% say they wear the same shirt four times a week. I hope they wash it. We're assuming they wash their shirts in between uses, but that's unclear in the survey. I have like a 9-day turnaround on some shirts. I'll add a shirt to rotation occasionally, but it's like a 9, maybe 10-day turnaround on a repeat of a shirt. But they're always washed. So if there's any guests coming into our studio, say, really? No, I wash all my shirts. Humans can live more than a month without food. Really? Several days without water. And according to one survey, maybe a few hours without Wi-Fi. A poll asked people what essentials they absolutely needed. 55% said medicine. 53% said electricity. 51% said gas and heating. 48% said their electronics. 46% said Wi-Fi. It's crazy that many people will say Wi-Fi is one of the bare necessities they could not survive without. Really? I would have think food and water number one on the list. Without that, your Wi-Fi is not going to matter. But people are into their electronics. Looking for business opportunities? Have you ever wondered how much it would cost you to open your own fast food franchise? Now, we got this information back a couple of years ago, so it might have changed, but not that much. All right, to open a Wendy's, you need at least $2 million to get started. Taco Bell, a lot cheaper, $45,000. Most franchises, you have to have a net worth, usually about $1 million in assets to be approved. McDonald's, 40% of the initial cost if it's a brand new location, or 25% if it's an existing location. So you got to have a lot of money. Plus, you need a net worth of at least $500,000. Chick-fil-A, the down payment, $10,000. And they don't say anything about a net worth at Chick-fil-A, but they're very selective and want owners who'll be hands-on. In other words, if you're an owner, you got to work there. And I heard the same thing about Culver's. If you're an owner, you have to work there. That's what I heard. And the owners are always working at those places. I'm trying to think of the other place I heard about, too. I can't remember. I think it was Culver's is the one I was thinking of. A six-year-old in Georgia wore a T-shirt to his first day of school saying, quote, "I will be your friend." He said he wanted to wear it so, quote, "all the kids who need a friend know I am here for them." Isn't that nice? I love that. A thief who stole two bottles of ketchup from a restaurant in New Jersey anonymously gave the restaurant two new bottles because of bad karma after the theft, including a car accident. Does he really think that's why he got in the car accident, because he stole two bottles of ketchup? Feeling stressed out? You're not alone. The average person gets stressed out 14 times a day. Most of us get stressed out for the first time before we even get out of bed in the morning. The top things we stress about? Our weight, not being able to find our keys or phone, and not being able to fall asleep. I stress out a lot. And none of those things are the reason I stress out. The survey asks kids between the ages of 5 and 10 what they want to be when they grow up. Here are the top two answers. Rich and famous. Honestly, that's what they said. Rest of the top five are jobs you would expect kids to say. Police officer, zookeeper, and firefighter. No little kid wants to be a disc jockey anymore. When I was a kid, there were three jobs I wanted. I wanted to be either a police officer. Actually, there were four jobs. A police officer, a disc jockey, an ice cream guy, the guy selling ice cream on the street, you know, like the Good Humor Man, and a stock car driver. But I don't mean a stock car driver like NASCAR. Now, I don't think NASCAR was around. But I wanted to be like at Freeport Stadium where I grew up, or Islip Speedway. They had stock car drivers. I wanted to be one of those, ice cream man, disc jockey, or police officer. Man, I did want to be an ice cream guy. I wanted to drive that ice cream truck, ring the bell, and serve ice cream all day long. And something happened. I became a disc jockey. I settled. Okay, wonder why you didn't get hired where you applied? All right, here's one reason why you don't get hired. And it's going to seem obvious when I tell you. The things on Facebook would make a company not hire you are risque photos, negative comments about work in general, and negative comments about other jobs or your bosses, past bosses. They check this stuff immediately. You know, I had a company that when they hired me, and immediately they went to Google my name to see what was going on, and they found some stuff. I mean, nothing bad. They just found some stuff on me, but that's what they do. Are you lazy? Or maybe not. 25% of adults say they've texted someone in the same room as them. 59% say they're addicted to their phones. My wife does call me from one room to the other. I don't know if she does it to be cute or whatever, but she has placed a phone call to me in one room to the other room. Read a book lately? Maybe you should. People who read books live longer than people who don't read books. And their lives live about 2 years longer overall. I used to read books. I don't do that anymore. I probably should. I have all these books at home, and I read them all, but I like to read them again every once in a while. Maybe I should do that. All right. I'll start. The question that's tearing this country apart right now, do you refrigerate your ketchup or leave it out at room temperature? People have been debating it online. They should be reading books, not doing this. Heinz Ketchup weighed in, too, said, yes, it belongs in the fridge. We do. We refrigerate our condiments. Odd but true. I don't know if you're ready for this one. JFK's brain is missing. It was stored at the National Archives after his assassination, but disappeared 3 years later. It's been gone ever since. Dumbo the Elephant was going to be Time Magazine's Man of the Year back in 1941 because the movie was so popular. Then Pearl Harbor happened in December. The U.S. entered World War II, and they decided to go with FDR. Good choice. Although, you know what happened the other day? I'm watching this film series on Turner Classic Movies, and it's The Power of Film, it's called. And they showed a scene from Bambi, where Bambi's mother gets killed. and Bambi is crying, "Mother, mother." Oh, I started crying like a baby watching. I couldn't control my crying. I was just wailing like a baby when he's yelling, "Mother." Ugh. Brought back all the feelings when I saw Bambi for the first time as a kid. Oh, man. That really hit home. And I don't know why I watched that. I knew it was coming up when they showed the scene from Bambi. Dumbo, the same thing. When Dumbo's mother sings to Dumbo, I cried like a baby. I showed that to my daughter, that movie. She was little, and I'm crying in the room. Ugh. I'm a sucker for that stuff. All right, it's 6:49 at WRJN Radio, a Civic Media Station hometown radio refresh. A lot more coming up.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Throw that one out. Throw it right in the garbage. Get rid of it. Oh, I tried so hard to get Joey Scarberry on there. Not going to happen. Some of the CDs are kind of old, like me. So it didn't happen. All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, we got the, we have a gentleman from Oak Clearing Farm Museum coming up at 7:06 this morning. You're going to love this. This is a good place you're going to want to be. You want to go visit them. This is like the history of Racine from the 1800s on up. They've got everything there for you. It's been hours. American Pickers did their TV show from there. So we're going to talk to Gerald coming up. And let me get his last name again. Karwowski. Gerald Karwowski. Gerald Karwowski. I don't know if they call him Jerry or not. I got to ask him if I can call him Jerry. I want to be like his friends. Anyway, we'll talk with him. 6:52 WRJN Radio. For today, rain and snow, less than a half an inch, highs near 37. Rain and snow, less than a half an inch tonight, lows around 30. Cloudy with a high near 34 degrees tomorrow, currently 36 and drizzling. And don't forget tonight, Greg Gard Show coming up 6 p.m. He's the head coach from the Wisconsin men's Badger basketball team. He'll be here tonight. Not here, but he'll be on the air with us tonight at 6 p.m. You think driving is dangerous now? Ugh, what do you hear this? A flying car just got approved for testing by the FAA for the first time ever. A company called Aleph, that's A-L-E-F, is behind it. People are excited because it could take off vertically. So if you get stuck in traffic, you can take off and fly past it. We can't even drive on roads with lines on them where we're supposed to be in a direct line with traffic. Now they're going to stick us in the air? What are they, crazy? That's ridiculous. All right, this will scare you. An unwashed pillowcase can collect 3 million bacteria after just 1 week, about 17,000 times more than the average toilet seat. That should help keep you asleep at night, huh? Give you the sleep of angels, knowing all that bacteria is running around all over your pillowcase. All right, company blunders. An Anytime Fitness gym in Australia got heat for a sign that says, quote, "Are you fat and ugly? Well, just be ugly." Oof. We'll approve that sign in the store. But it was in Australia. We wouldn't do that thing here, would we? No. The Dutch airline KLM had to apologize after they tweeted out fun trivia. You ready for this fact they tweeted out? They tweeted out where to sit on a plane to improve your chances of surviving a plane crash. That's just what you want the airlines to come out and tell you. You hear about that door that blew off? It actually was a door plug. That door that blew off on the Alaskan airliner? It's called a door plug because it would have been available for an extra door had they wanted it. But since they didn't put an extra door in, they put what they call a door plug. It looked like a door, but it was bolted in. So they thought. It turns out it wasn't bolted in. So they took off. At 16,000 feet, it blew out of the plane, ripped the shirt off a child who was sitting on the plane, sucked the cell phones out of the plane that people were using, and they had an emergency. They turned around and went back. Somebody found it in their backyard. The guy was in his backyard. He found the door plug. And so they grounded all these. Is it 30 Max Jets or something? The Max 9, Max Jets 9, whatever they are. They grounded him, and they found out on some of the others, too, the bolts weren't on properly, or they weren't turned all the way, sealed all the way. So we're flying on these planes where the door plugs weren't on. This is why I don't fly. There are crazy people who fly. There's too many delays, and door plugs come off. Now, luckily, no one was seated next to that door plug, or they would have been sucked right out of the plane. So they're very lucky nobody was seated there. Nobody really got hurt. But that shirt got torn off the kid. He was wearing a T-shirt. It ripped it right off him. One lady who got off the plane was saying it was scary because, you know, you ever get that plane feeling where the plane drops in altitude a little bit? It goes, and you suck in the air a little bit on that one because it scares you. Yeah, so that's what happened. And nobody got hurt, luckily. But wow. Here are a few signs you need a day off from work. Every little problem feels like a huge issue. Your coworkers keep asking, hey, you feel okay? You're making more mistakes than usual, and you've been having trouble sleeping. A woman tweeted about how she had to send her significant other pictures of everything to get to the grocery store. Oh, things to get at the grocery store, rather. People are debating whether it's cute or pathetic. My wife does that occasionally. If I can't find what she's looking for, you know, what she wants, she sends me a picture of it. It helps. I'm glad she does it. I need all the help I can get when I'm buying some products for her. I need that. Hey, I just want to remind you here, are you or a loved one facing a serious illness? Feel better and worry less with Hospices Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of palliative care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance. That's Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's one word, hospicealliance.org. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Gerald Karwaski. I got to get him how to pronounce that name. He is the owner of Oak Clearing Farm Museum in Union Grove. He was supposed to be here in the studio with us today, but he's worried about the weather. So we'll do it by phone. Same thing. It'll be great. We'll have a nice conversation with him. And we'll find a new place to visit if you didn't know it was there. We'll talk about the American Pickers who went through his place. They filmed a TV show there. Well, that should be a lot of fun. Hey, rain and snow today, less than a half an inch accumulation with a high near 37. Rain and snow tonight, less than a half an inch, lows around 30. Cloudy with a high near 34 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's 36 degrees with a little bit of drizzle. We're going to get some news headlines in the next hour from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. He's watching everything for us today, and he'll supply the news for us. That's coming up right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio, Refreshed. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. Got a full complement of guests all week. We'll just run over some of the list for you here. Tomorrow, Steve Salvo is going to be here from the Racine Firehouse Museum right here in Racine. Sergeant Christy Wilcox is going to be in studio, and she's going to be talking about how to survive winter weather on the streets. Also, Friday, Brett Hoffman's going to be here. Mike Clemens going to be here as well, talking about movies and sports. Next week, coming up, we're going to have Jim Brassier and Carol Gianforte in studio talking about what it was like winters in the past in Racine. And I believe I got to have the date here. I think we have the mayor coming in. Yeah. I got to get that date for the mayor. I didn't write it down, but we'll get to it. I promise. 6:58, WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
And on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything in Menards. We have everything to help you breathe easier. DuPont Plus Allergen Air Filters can reduce harmful airborne allergens by up to 80% with antimicrobial protection built in. DuPont Air Filters last up to 3 months with optimal filter life and performance. 1-inch Plus Allergen Filters are only $5.95 after 11% rebate. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.